Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Harvest Girls International. We are so happy to have you on the line tonight. We love doing these types of talks because it helps you and it helps me and it helps us all to grow. I'm so excited to have you on the line. This is your host, Chris Meadows. I am founding CEO of Harvest Girls International Incorporated here in Indianapolis, Indiana. And I just wanted to share some things with you ladies on the line, and it could be some guys on the line as well. Wanted to let you know a little bit about Harvest Girls first, and then we'll go right into the show. Got a lot of stuff to get through in about 30 minutes. But I guarantee you when you hang up this call, you're going to have something that you didn't have before. I'm very authentic. I share myself transparently. I have nothing to hide. I've done it all. I've seen it all. And I don't want any other woman to have to go through what I've been through. So that's why it delights me to have these types of calls with you. Harvest Girls International is a women's and young girls organization designed with you in mind. At Harvest Girls International, we empower women to celebrate the journey and young girls ages 9 through 17 with the power to dream. So this is a call for the women today. So if we have any young girls on the line, I would ask that you politely just disconnect yourself because this is for the women. These are for the grown girls tonight. So ladies, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about loving yourself. I don't know if you've been following Harvest Girls or if you know anything about Harvest Girls, but we have themes every year. And so for the last 2 years, this is the second year, that I usually change the themes, but for some reason I could not get off the theme love yourself first, and I think that it applied to me more than anything, and I couldn't let it go. And I started with the theme, if loving me is wrong, I don't want to be right. Well, that's one way to say love yourself first. And so this year we're just talking about loving yourself first. So I thought about, what if you spent 1 year loving yourself? Just took 1 year or the rest of this year to loving yourself. Now, many times when we think about loving ourselves, we think about it's going to take a lot of time away from the family. It's going to take time away from the husband, from the kids. Everything that you do, you can love yourself first without taking time away from anybody that needs you. I wanted to talk a little bit before we actually get real deep into this about the new program that Harvest Girls, we're going to be hosting this year, 2019. It's called She Leads, Women's Empowerment Initiative. And LEADS, L-E-A-D-S, stands for Leadership, Empowerment, Achievement, Development, and Skills. And we're going to be talking about all of that tonight. So this is what I really want to share with you. I'm going to be 60 in a few months, and so I have no girls. I have all boys, and I wanted to share something with some ladies so that they could take a piece of me with them into their future, that maybe there's something that Ms. Chris said that kind of turned their life around or stopped them from going down a path that maybe you shouldn't go. So I want to give you just a little piece of me on tonight, if you will allow me to do that, okay? So what if you spent 1 year loving yourself, and we're talking about self-care, in your emotional, mental wellness, in your finances, and your personal development and gifts? Well, I want to start out first with talking about loving yourself through your emotional and mental wellness. That seems to be huge in the 2019 and 2018, talking about mental and emotional wellness. Well, I have to say, I went through a mental and emotional disaster many, many years ago when I did not know what depression was. I lived in depression after I had twins. I had two boys, and I lived in depression, postpartum depression, for a very long time and did not know. And then I started to have problems on top of that, and marital problems and just different things, and I start to feel overwhelmed, and I start to feel not worthy, and I start to feel like everybody needed me, and I had to be there for everybody, but I did not have time for myself. And I remember feeling so unworthy At one time, I would buy everybody something, and my husband and I would buy my kids the best of everything. And then when I would get to myself, I put a dollar earring, pair of earrings in my cart, and I said, oh, I'll get these for me after I've spent 50 here and 100 here on everybody else. And when by the time I got to the counter, I had taken the dollar earrings out of the basket and put them back because I did not feel worthy to even purchase the dollar earrings for myself. And so you ask yourself, how can you do for everyone else to the utmost and do so little for yourself? And that was because there was an emotional and a mental imbalance in my life, and I did not know how to shake it or what to do. And so, to make a long story short, I ended up going to get help for my emotional and mental illness, because depression was steady coming, and I was becoming more angry. And I didn't know, I was a very nice person. I didn't know why I was being so angry. And when I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, you are homicidal, because all I wanted to do was hurt people. I wanted to, somebody say something to me, I was ready to take your head off. And that word scared me so bad. Homicidal. I couldn't be homicidal. I'm a nice girl. He said, what has happened? Hurt people. You're hurt. You've been hurt, and now you're wanting to hurt people. And so I went to therapy. I did the work. I did everything. And I'm telling you, people talk about Iyanla VanZant, and I'm saying to you that it is real. There is work to be done to find out who you are. Putting yourself first is not something that is selfish. It's very necessary. You know, when you're in an airplane, if you think about it, the flight attendant will say, if the pressure in the cabinet drops, then the air mask will come down. Put the air mask on yourself first before you put it on your child or anybody else, because you cannot help anybody else until you help yourself first. And so I thought about that. I was helping everybody else, but I wasn't doing anything for me. I was steady going into this black hole. And then I found out I had to give myself permission to be made whole. And listen to me when I say I gave myself permission to be made whole and complete. Because what I was doing when I was denying myself and I was running for here and running there and working and kids and husband and shopping and groceries and cooking, I wasn't giving myself permission to take care of me. So you have to give yourself permission. Every woman, everybody needs that time for themselves. And you have to know also that it's the story that you're telling yourself, what you're saying about you is what it is. Like if I say, oh, I'm so stupid, I'm so silly, we beat ourselves up all the time. That's the story that you tell yourself about you. So you have the final say about you. It's the story that you're telling yourself. So my story was, you're not a good mother if you don't put your kids first. If you don't deny yourself, you're not a good mom. If you don't cook your husband meal every day, you're not a good wife. I was telling myself this story. And then once I became divorced, I was telling myself this story. It was your fault. You should have done more. You should have lost weight. And it was the story that I was telling myself. I was trying to become my circumstance. And what I had to find out is that I am not my circumstance. I'm not. You aren't either. See, what is happening to you is what is happening to you, or what has happened to you. And who you are has nothing to do with what's happened to you. What do I mean by that? Your circumstance is not your identity. Your circumstance is your circumstance. And you have choices in circumstances. You don't become, I was trying to become, I kept saying, I'm a single mom, I'm a divorcee. I was trying to become those things. But I don't know if you know this, but the life that you want wants you. Something on the inside of me would not let me settle for just saying, I'm a single mom and I'm by myself and I have to raise my kids. And something inside of me said, no, that's not true. And so I went on this journey to find out, who am I? How do I self-discover myself? And so the first thing that I had to do is remove distractions. I had to stay focused. And so when I was moving, when I say move distractions, anything does not service you, get rid of it. Anything does not honor you, that does not honor you, get rid of it. And I was keeping people, places, and things in my life that did not honor me. It did me no good. And so when I started to, and no, I want to say this, no is an empowering word and a complete sentence. You can say no. That does not work for me. No, I'm sorry, that's not going to be good for me. No. So I started to remove the distractions. And then I started to get organized. Now, I don't know about anybody else. I'm a very organized person. But when I was in my time of trying to figure out who I was and discovering that I had depression and all that, stuff started getting messy. And so I felt like I couldn't function in a messy house. So I made a pact with myself, because I have choices. And the first thing you have to say when you want to change anything about you is say, I choose me. So right now where you are, just raise your hand and say, I choose me. It's okay. I choose me. So when I woke up one morning, I said, I choose me. I got up, I cleaned my house, and I said, now every Saturday morning, I will make sure everything is in its place and what it needs to do, because I was going through depression. So I'm fighting this thing. And so I did that. And so then I started to remove the distractions. If you're writing it down, just follow with me. Remove the distractions. And then I started to get organized. How do you get organized? There's no perfection. Don't try to be perfect in doing it. Just do everything bit by bit, little at a time. Now, it's not so little that it's not a difference, but just little at a time. And then you have to visualize the end. What do you want the end of your life or the end of this situation to look like? And you move towards that. Now, along the way, there's some pause and reset buttons, because a lot of times there are triggers. And I know some of you may have heard of triggers and some may have not. But you got to recognize your triggers. What are triggers? Those are things that set you aback, take you back. Those are things that tick you off and drive you crazy. And so when you say, well, they shouldn't do that to me because that made me go off, no, you allowed them to set you off. Nobody can make you angry. Nobody can mistreat you. Nobody can do any of that to you unless you give them permission. If you give your power away, then you give them permission to do that. So sometimes when you recognize the triggers, and I'll give you an example of a trigger for me, the one thing that sets me off more than anything is when people lie. And so when I know it's a lie and I'm listening to it, and I have to do a pause and reset. And what is the pause and reset? I have to breathe in my nose and breathe out my mouth. Now, I'm telling you this works. And I have found myself going to the restroom in the middle of a meeting and said, excuse me, I'll be right back. I have to go to the restroom. And I go take my deep breaths in and out, because that is a trigger for me. And so when you find out you have triggers, you find a place where you can pause and reset. And what does that do? When you breathe in your nose and breathe out your mouth, you're giving yourself a chance to wind down. You're giving yourself a chance to think it through. Because if it's in your head, comes out your mouth, it could be disastrous. So you want to think it through. You want to get control. You don't let people set you off with their words. You have the power to control how you respond to people. And this is the one thing that I think for me was the biggest thing that kept me in limbo for many, many years, and that was rejection of any kind, because it always reminded me of the rejection that I had in my husband when he left. And so any kind of rejection, I don't care if you told me, no, I can't take you to the store, that was huge for me, because it just reminded, that was a trigger. It reminded me of the rejection that I had when I asked my husband to stay, and he said, no, I'm leaving. And so ever since I heard no, I started to become, oh, my goodness, another rejection. And it didn't matter what it was, but what you have to do is replace rejection with redirection. And so you have to understand that when someone rejects you And when they say no, N-O stands for next opportunity. So it's not the end of the world. So I want you to know that it's okay to have the no's in your life, the rejections, and all of those things. It's not who you are. It's what has happened to you. And I'm not saying what has happened to you doesn't affect you, but it doesn't have to ruin your life and be with you for the rest of your life. And I also want you to understand about hurt and pain. We live there too long and too much, because if you focus on the hurt, you will continue to suffer. But if you focus on the lesson, you will continue to grow. And sometimes we focus on the hurt so much that we just stay in that state of suffering. But if we start to focus on what did this teach me, what can I get out of this, you can get a lot of stuff out of everything. Not one thing in your life is for naught. What do I mean by that? Everything can be used. Everything that has happened to you can be used. There is nothing, I mean, I have used some of the most embarrassing things in my life to help me build upon another platform. Everything can be used, and I'm so excited about that. I know I'm going fast and I'm talking a lot, but I want to get as much in as I can. We've only got like 14 minutes left, but I wanted you to know, give yourself permission to be made whole. Put yourself first. It's not selfish. It's necessary. And what has happened or is happening to you is not who you are. Focus and work on taking some things out of your life that are distracting you, not honoring you. There are some friendships, there are some people, some places, some things that need to come out of your life that are distracting you, because the life that you want wants you. And let me tell you, that life will call you until the day you die. If you have visions and goals and dreams and those visions and goals will call you to the day you die. They always say the richest place in the world is the graveyard, because in that graveyard, there's many dreams and visions that have died in that graveyard that people did not bring to fruition. And so you don't have to stay in that place today. No matter where you are, you do not have to stay there. I want to move on a little bit and talk about loving yourself through your finances. When I was going through depression, emotional pain, I couldn't even budget my money. I couldn't even budget it because my mind was not focused. And so my finances got all out of whack, all over the place. My savings account went down. My credit score was horrible. It was terrible, because one thing affects the other. If you're not doing well in your emotional and mental wellness, then, you know, your finances could also suffer. And my finances suffered. I got to the place I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to pay any bills. I let them pile up. And I had money. I made great money. Always had a great job. Worked at GM for 30 years. And there was no reason. I remember going to the credit union to get a small loan, and they gave me the loan, and the lady in the loan office said, Mrs. Meadows, can I speak with you for a moment? And she took me in the office. She said, there's no reason for your credit to look like this. You make great money. But the point was, I wasn't even capable of managing my own finances. So you have to love yourself. You have to spend time loving yourself with your finances and through your finances. So what I did, once I became emotionally well, mentally well, I started working on my finances. And what does that mean? I started my savings account. I started my budget. I started working on my credit score. And it didn't take me long to get it together. You just have to pay your bills, and you have to be wise. I always say you are the CEO of your life. Now, it doesn't, you know, a lot of times we don't have money to do what we want to do and buy what we want to buy. But first things first, I always say keep the main thing the main thing. That purse is not going to be everything to you if your bank account is empty and you don't have nothing to put in that purse. And I had a girlfriend one time. She wanted to buy a dress, and she wanted to go to this event. She felt she had to have a new dress, but her light bill was due. And so she called me. She knew the answer, but she called me anyway, and she knows I'm going to be true to her. I'm not going to say, you know, well, yeah, just go ahead and buy the dress. So she called, and she said, well, I need to get a dress, and the light bill's due. I wonder if I should just go ahead and get the dress. or if I should pay the light bill and try to make an arrangement. And I said, well, this is what I will say to you if you're asking me for my opinion. I said, if you get that dress, when you come home and hit that light switch, you better hope that dress light up. So what I'm saying to her is, first things first, keep the main thing the main thing. Pay your bills. You can put something together. You can thrift shop or whatever you need to do, but take care of yourself. When you love yourself enough to take care of your finances, your emotional, your mental health, everything will start to fall into place, because I couldn't really start working on myself until I got those things into play. And then lastly, with what minutes we have left, the third thing is personal development and gifts. Now, I had so many gifts lying dormant, but they were lying dormant to the fact that I was not emotionally, mentally fit. My finances weren't in order, so it was hard for me to develop those gifts in me. But what I started doing was I took personal development courses. Well, what does that mean? Character development, working on, you know, what is it that I want to brand myself as a person, core values, working on what are some things I want to change about me that I really, really don't like, talking about my integrity, what kind of integrity do what I would like to have for myself, my goals and my dreams. I could focus on that so much better once my emotional and mental wellness was together, my finances were starting to be taken care of. Then I could start working on my personal development and gifts. But this is one thing that I have learned, because I was a people pleaser. I wanted everybody to like me. And I thought the world would be so much better if we all liked each other. Well, the reality is we don't. And so I had to come to grips with, these are some things that I have written down that I'm going to share with you today that are in my journal, and I'm going to be reading directly from my journal to let you know. These are some of the things when we're talking about personal development. Stop making people a priority when they've only made you an option. I used to do that all the time. I would make people a priority, and they would only make me an option if it was the last resort. When I dare to be powerful, to use my strength in the senses of my vision, then it becomes less and less important whether I am afraid. When I dare to be powerful, to use my strength in the sense of my vision, then it becomes less and less important whether I am afraid. And that's another thing. I lived in fear. Once I got my emotional, mental, finances, and started working on personal development, I had to learn to walk in faith and not in fear. You know, sometimes you're not able to control the wind and the storm, but you can't adjust your sail. Things are going to come and they're going to happen, and nothing is going to be perfect, but you got to learn how to adjust your sail to make yourself be able to stand against the winds and the wave. And I am a believer of Christ, and so prayer is a key part of my life. And this is another thing. The one thing that I wanted to do was own my own truth. You will hear Yala say that a lot. You hear a lot of life coaches and things say, own your own truth. And so what that is saying is, or stand in your truth, what that is saying is stop blaming other people for your own accountability, things you should be accountable for. People, it's always somebody else, always somebody else. And so if you are constantly being wounded, and it's always somebody wounding you, you need to check yourself and make sure it's not you holding the knife, because you could be the one stabbing yourself, wounding yourself, but yet you're blaming somebody else. And I also believe that you are your biggest cheerleader. You are the one, like I said, it's the story that you're telling yourself. You are your biggest cheerleader. You are the one that has the power to proclaim the strength and everything inside of you that God has put in you. Everything you need is already in you. You are entire and lacking nothing. Everything is inside of you. And what you have to do is work on pulling it out. This is what I always say. Never water yourself down just because someone can't handle you at 100 proof. everybody on this line, never water yourself down just because someone can't handle you at 100 proof. Now, I'm not talking about 100 proof of being messy, sloppy, and not put together. I'm talking about 100 proof solid of you on your way somewhere. You know, don't ever put yourself down. You have the final say about you. And I also want to just leave you, we're winding down just a little bit. I think we've got about 5 minutes left. And I don't know, let's see, if I want to keep going this way or I want to give you a little bit more. I want to give you this. I do know I want to give you this. There's a daily reminder from God. Do not be afraid. We talked about fear, doing things through our fear. Not, some people say, do it afraid. I believe in doing it through it. Not because I don't mean for you to stay afraid. Do it through the fear. And the daily reminder from God in the Bible says, do not be afraid, is in the Bible 365 times. And that's a strong indication that you are to live your life fearless every day. Every day you are to live your life fearless. And so this is the last thing I'm going to give you, and then I'm going to give you a couple assignments for yourself. This is what I wrote to myself. When I accept myself, because that's the biggest thing, you got to learn to accept everything about you. Everything about you is wonderful. Stop looking for yourself in other people because you're not there. God made only one of you. And so this is what I wrote to myself. When I accept myself, I free myself from the burden of needing you to accept me. I'm going to say it again. When I accept myself, I free myself from the burden of needing you to accept me. As long as I accept me, as long as I accept me, who I am, I can build on that. It's when you deny yourself and throw yourself away that you feel like all hope is gone and there's nothing for you to build upon. And it's not what people, because we get caught up on what people say about us, but I say it's what you say about you that matters every time. So I'm going to give you a few. I'm going to give you a few assignments because we need to prepare ourselves. Because I believe when preparation meets opportunity is due season, and for many of you on the line tonight, it is due season for you. It is your time, is what I'm saying. And so I'm going to give you just a few assignments. I just want you to know that I hope you got something out of this tonight. I went really fast, and I just kind of came out of my spirit. And I just wanted you to know that I just wanted to share some things with you. I'm going to be doing another call next month. Don't know how far this will go, but if you feedback to me on my Facebook page or Harvest Girls page, and let me know if you still want this to continue, we can do that. And then we can open up the lines and where we can get to where we can have some questions. So I wanted to tell you to write a love letter to yourself, all the things you love about you. I want you to write that love letter. I want it to be at least 2 pages long, and I want you to seal it, put in the envelope and seal it, and mark December 31st, January 1st on there. I want you at the end of the year to open that letter either at New Year's Eve or on New Year's Day, and I want you to read that letter to yourself. Write a love letter to yourself, just saying all the things that you love about you to you. And then the next thing I want you to do is write down 5 accomplishments you're most proud of, 5 things that you're most proud of yourself. It doesn't matter what they are, and there's nothing too small. And then I want you to write down the compliments that people give you. A lot of times we think people don't like us or people don't say anything good to us. Just write them down. But the biggest thing that I want you to do is start a grateful journal. I want you to write every day at least 3 things you're grateful for to the end of the year. And then at the end of the year, I want you to go through that journal and highlight the major things that really, really, really made you grateful. And that's all I have for tonight. And I thank you all for being on this line. This has been a great time for me. I pray that you will be well in everything that you do, and I pray that you will transform your life, because if you transform your life, you will never be the same. And just remember, transformation begins with you. Have a great night, a great evening. listening, and I look to see you next month on the call. Please let me know. Go to my page, harvestgirls.com, or go to my Facebook page and let me know what you thought about the call. Love you, ladies. Have a blessed evening. Bye-bye now.